Amber light streamed through the soaring canopy, stabbing earthwards through a maze of silvery branches and alabaster leaves. Flowers endowed with the vibrant luster of emerald and sapphire blossomed from a cascade of hanging vines and spiraling creepers. Great strands of coruscating moss spilled from ancient boughs, alight with fairy brilliance and fey luminance. The groans and creaks of swaying trees melded into an harmonious melody, a susurration that throbbed through both flesh and soul. The rich, loamy smell of fertile soil flowed into the enticing fragrance of petal and bloom. The very air was filled with a warm adoration, a celebration of vitality and the shifting cadence of life itself. Through this marvelous landscape, a great exodus trod an ancient path. A vast throng of tree-like beings flocked to a trail none had set eyes upon before, but which each knew deep within its heartwood. Smaller figures shared the path, armored shapes mightier, yet not dissimilar to those of men. Fewer in number, they kept apart from the tree creatures, sharing their journey, but not their confidence. The Hallowed Knights, one of Sigmar's great storm hosts, had shared many of the ordeals endured by the tree-like Sylvaneth, but they were still not wholly accepted by their uncanny companions. Lord Castellant Loras Grimm's fingers tightened about the grip of his halberd, every muscle in his body growing tense as he spun to confront the faint blur of motion he'd caught out of the corner of his eye. With eerie silence, the bushes on the edge of the path were shifting aside, pulling themselves out of the way of the creature trying to move past them. He caught himself before moving to intercept the inhuman shape that suddenly emerged. The spindly figure, its head crowned by a crest of leafy branches, fixed him with its weirdly luminous eyes before striding off down the path.
"I sympathize with you, Commander."
Grimm turned to find Angston beside him, the sheen of the halo that circled the knight Vexilor's helm dulled by the shadow of the forest canopy overhead.
"It is hard to think of something so cold and inhuman as friendly."
Grimm watched as the Sylvaneth joined several similar beings marching along the forest trail. There were hundreds of the tree-like creatures in the procession, some much larger than the one that had just surprised the Lord Castellant. Every moment brought another out from the forest and onto the path. They moved with a chilling silence, passing without a trace across the wooded trail. Though he sensed no threat from them, Grimm couldn't shake an impression of restrained hostility smouldering within them.
"They are our allies," Grimm corrected Angston. "Do not mistake them for friends. If not for our common foe, I don't know that they would suffer us to be among them."
He looked ahead, his gaze fixing upon a brilliant light shining far down the path.
"Certainly we wouldn't be permitted so near to their queen. Emissaries from Azir were turned from her court even after the plague hosts breached the realm gates and descended upon Gyron. No, they travel a different road than we can follow. For a space, that road may lead in the same direction, but that is all we share."
Angston pointed towards the light.
"She isn't like the Sylvaneth," he said.
"Queen Alariel is no spectre of bark and branch.
Her shape is one of beauty, the visage of wonder and marvel. To gaze upon her is to feel serenity, even with the hordes of the plague gods snapping at our heels."
Grimm stood silent for a moment. He envied Angston's serenity. For the Lord Castellant, even the thought of the Everqueen made him feel as though a great burden was pressing down upon him. Angston had called him Commander, but it had not been so when the Hallowed Knights entered Athelweard. Their commander had been Lord Celestant Gardus, a courageous warrior and a great leader of men. It was he who had been entrusted with this mission, not Grimm, charged with rescuing Alariel from the legions of Nurgle. Gardus had fallen in battle against the hordes of Torglug the Despised, his body and soul flung back to the holy halls of Sigmaron. With his passing, command of the expedition had become Grimm's. Defending a position or building fortifications, these were the duties he was accustomed to, the tasks for which he was best suited. This retreat was something different. The necessity of it was unquestionable, for only in flight could Alariel be protected. But there was no glory to be had running from the enemy. The other hallowed knights could satisfy their honour in the knowledge that they were obeying orders. Grimm had no such recourse, for it was he who issued those orders.
"Do you think that is how she appears to them?" Angston asked.
Grimm shook his head, missing the knight Vexilla's meaning. Angston pointed to a spindly dryad as it stepped out onto the path.
"She is a goddess, so I wonder if her appearance changes to suit the senses of those who look upon her. To us she is a woman of unmatched beauty, an echo of lost wonder. To the trees, perhaps she is a slender willow with golden leaves."
He paused, glancing down the path at the forest behind them.
"I wonder how she looks to our enemy." "Like prey," Grimm said.
He clapped his hand against Angston's shoulder.
"But they will not catch their quarry. Not while a single hallowed knight still stands.